This is the Closet Geek, episode 110 for December 17th, 2015.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own.
Hey guys, and welcome to The Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek to bring you the best and latest geeky news. I am one of your hosts, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my fellow brothers, Ryan and John.
Hello.
And Mike is once again not with us. He's at a company Christmas party to go to.
Yep.
So, yep, that's what's going on there. And yeah, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Are you guys all done and ready for Christmas?
We're just basically getting little odd ends here and there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we've just got like stocking stuffer stuff that we're.
Yeah, basically, that's what we're doing, too.
All of the major stuff is done, and hi. So things are good.
Sweet.
Just getting ready for next week.
Yeah, so shall we go to the first segment of the show, then?
Sure, let's do it.
All right.
This week in Geek!
This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week, things we love, and things we recommend for you to go check out. So, how was your guys' geeky week this week?
It was okay.
It was one of those weeks, huh?
Yeah, I didn't do a whole lot, but we can still talk about stuff.
Well, why don't you start us off then, Mr. I Didn't Do A Lot?
Who, me or Ryan?
Let's go with you, John.
It's always you,
oh, okay.
John.
I
just read 75 books this week. I didn't do very much. That's what John would say.
Okay, well, speaking of reading books, I discovered an author by the name of Ted Decker. He does this ongoing series of books. It's like it's what he calls the books of history series, but it's a fantasy series, and he's done like multiple series, but they're all connected together. They're all kind of part of the same world,
yeah.
Kind of like what Terry Brooks did with like the Shannara series or the Shannara series, So, you know, because Terry Brooks, you know, he wrote like a bunch of different trilogies and cycles that essentially can be taken on their own, but they are all part of the same world. Ted Decker has kind of done the same thing. And so overall, I think it's like The Circle. A lot of people may be familiar with The Circle by Ted Decker, and it's like this saga. But there's like a lot of like parallel worlds and time travel and stuff. I've only read one book. Chosen is the book that I started with. But like the original, like the base series is red, green, white, and black. And each of these are referring to different of history, and you've got the black book, the red book, the green book. And so in the book that I read, Chosen, it almost, from what I understand anyway, is that the book that I read kind of takes place in between some of these other books, and so it kind of fills in. But the author himself said you can read these books in any order. But if you're going to read the books in any order, make sure that you read, like, stay with the particular series. So you can read red, green, black, and white, but make sure you read those before you read Chosen, Infidel, and each series you can read whichever, but stay with the series. Don't break up the series. Like, don't go from Chosen to Black and then from Red back to Infidel and then like Spirit to Showdown and stuff like that. But he basically, yeah. So he's got three or four different sagas within the overarching world. And he said, you know, if you start with a saga, stick with that saga. And then you can go and read a different saga that kind of ties into what you've already read. So it's pretty gotcha. Cool. Basically, it takes place like on a world similar to ours, but not ours. And it takes place, the book that I read takes place like 4,000 or 6,000 years in the future. After this, like, devastation, this like world apocalypse. And so now there's only like 7 forests that are still on the earth. The rest is like desert. And so it's basically about the forces that are protecting the forests against the Horde, which is like the desert dwelling people. And so that's kind of, I started reading those. So it'd be interesting. Yeah. I'll report more as I continue reading more. I did actually finish.
I have a quick question. Is it feel really, am I coming in blurry to you guys or anything? Cause
no,
you
John,
and Ryan,
John keeps cutting out to me.
Yeah. Oh. And both of you are really blurry to me. You weren't cutting out too much, but both of you are blurry. So, I don't know.
I'm not getting any problems at all on my end.
Okay. Well, okay. maybe it's on my end then.
All right. Well, we'll keep going. I did finish Doctor Who season 9. So, okay. The whole we finished the season finale, and so now it's not really a spoiler because everybody kind of knew that Clara was no longer going to be the companion anymore. And so,
Just kidding.
Yeah.
I don't watch Doctor Who.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter. I mean, they already announced that Jenna Coleman wasn't going to be on the show after this season. So they kind of wrapped up her story and it was really interesting because the way that they took her, it's almost like they could have done like a spin-off, like done like a different, like a Doctor Who series, like a spin-off series with Clara and this other character that was like an ongoing character during season 9. The two of them kind of went off at the end of the season, and then the Doctor was kind of on his own, you know, going his direction. But of course, the Christmas special is coming up on Christmas Day. And that's going to be kind of fun because it's actually going to bring back River Song. She's going to be in the Christmas special. So that'll be kind of fun to have the new Doctor with River Song. Who is the wife of the Doctor.
It's his wife, yeah.
Right. So that'll be kind of fun to see how that all plays out. But today we started doing our Star Wars marathon.
I saw that.
Prepping for episode 7. Since episode 7 is the sequel to the original trilogy, we didn't even worry about the prequels. We started with episode 4, watched 4 and 5 before we ran out of time, before I had to start getting ready for the podcast. So we'll do Return of the Jedi probably tomorrow. But I figured, you know, we don't even need to worry about the prequels because episode 7 is
the sequel
to 6. So,
yeah.
Well,
I mean,
you know, priorities.
And not doing the machete order.
Well, I thought about that, but then I just wasn't really interested in watching any of the prequels at all. Just all the original trilogy.
I'm halfway through Empire Strikes Back with my kids, and I'm like, oh, do I have to sit through the
the thing that really, like, made me decide I just don't want to watch the prequels at all is that I saw some clips of episode 2, like the portion where, like, Anakin is with May on Naboo, and he's, like, riding those stupid cow things, and he, like, falls in the grass, and they're, like, rolling around laughing, and I'm like, I don't want to see that. If there was a way I could just cut out all, you know, what's funny, yeah, though, is that somebody apparently made, like, a non-cheese version of the prequels, where they, like, edited out all of the cheesiness out of all of the prequels, and then gave it, and it's, I think it's something, you could probably find it on YouTube or something like that, but
I can stream that onto my TV for my kids, and they won't know the difference.
Right. So that might be worth looking into, so that I don't have to deal with all of the.
Good point. And then it'll be shorter film too.
Right. So yeah, so that'll be. I'll have to look more into that and try to see if I can figure out where I can watch that. But other than that, yeah, I've come this close to just deciding to take a hiatus from the internet, like total hiatus from the internet for like the next 7 days until I can actually watch episode 7.
I know, right?
Because even the quote unquote non-spoilery reviews that are starting to come out
are still spoilery.
They're still kind of spoilery because you're like reading there and they kind of reference like things.
But I haven't even read any of their reviews. The only thing I've checked is the Rotten Tomatoes rating, and
dude,
that's it.
When I checked it, it was at 99%.
It's at 94 right now.
Wow. Okay, because when I first checked it, it was at 99. I was like, what?
Yeah, it has like 210 positive and like 13 negative.
Still 94%. Yeah. That's awesome. No. So
I'm gonna pause us real quick.
Okay.
Because we're having technical difficulties, and I'm gonna end everything, and I'll call you guys back.
Okay.
Just see if that can clear things up.
All right.
So we were talking about Star Wars and trying to avoid everything.
Right. So yeah. So even like the non-spoilery reviews are still spoilery, but So I haven't specifically read any reviews, but I did make the mistake of reading one, and even though it said non-spoilery,
shame.
Yeah, I was
I
was mad.
Anything that even hints,
right,
or like if I see even a slight image or a word that even has the word star in it,
well, you know what?
Like I'm like
it was
it like the
it
plague.
Was spoiled for me today.
Oh, no.
It was not on a Star Wars or a geek related site.
It's just like a person.
It was
just there.
It was
just some jerk
in the comments section.
Yep.
Who threw it out. Nothing with the site has to do with Star Wars. Nothing in the site has to do with geek. It was an exercise blog site.
Are you serious?
And
see,
someone
that's why
just got
that's
on
exactly
and
what
threw
I'm talking
it in there.
About. That's exactly why I'm like, nope, I'm just going to not be on the internet. And
So
everyone in the thread is talking about, this certain exercise or this bit of nutrition stuff. And this guy says, oh, yeah, how about this? And he just throws it out there.
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, man.
So the biggest thing in the movie has been spoiled for me. Well, technically it hasn't been spoiled because I heard about it from...
We theorized about it already?
Spoiled it.
I already knew it from one of the actors in the film.
From your conversation with good old Peter, huh?
Well, technically it wasn't him. So he did not break his non-disclosure.
That's right.
It was actually his wife.
Oh. But,
So once I saw that spoiler, I like... Oh, well, there it is. Now it's confirmed.
So when are you planning on seeing it?
Saturday.
Do you have tickets or a Saturday? Barry, when are you seeing it?
I am seeing it on Monday, most likely.
Okay. Yeah, see, we're not seeing it until Tuesday. And so,
wow, that's really long. I thought Saturday was long.
Right. I'm not seeing it until Tuesday. So, like seriously, I'm just going to, like, not even be on the internet.
There's already people on my feed going, oh, I'm so depressed, or oh, I'm so pumped, or oh, I'm so sad, I can't believe this, or oh, this was the best movie ever. Like, shut up.
No. That's exactly shut why. Up. I'm not even going to, nope.
So, anyway. We're not going to say anything more about it.
Especially tonight, because tonight is like the midnight showing.
Yeah.
So from
there are a bunch of people have been seeing it like 7 o'clock.
Well, oh, okay. Some theaters, yeah, are showing it early, but yeah, as of tonight, seriously, I'm like not even gonna be on. Like, I'm just gonna take a hiatus from all things, all the internet until Tuesday.
I think you should, because really, it's a big bummer to be spoiled.
Yeah.
Take it from somebody who just got spoiled.
Because now you're like, oh.
It's
so,
okay. I mean, I still want to see it, but now it's just like,
you're still
I know it's
going
to happen the entire film. I know what's going to happen. And when the moment comes, I'll be like, oh.
Yeah, there it is. I know. So.
I do have to make a quick comment, though. Sorry to Carrie/Growly Bear in the chat. He just tweeted me and he's like, did Twitch just die?
Oh.
And he was watching and participating, and I feel sorry that but I'm gonna give you a shout out and say I'm sorry. For some reason my internet is just crazy low tonight, and it's been and just streaming both Skype and Twitch was just it was just not working. And so we just had to do just audio and not stream. I'll try to fix that for next time we record. But thank you for tweeting and being a listener of the Closet Geek.
There you go.
We love you. All right. So, yeah. So, Star Wars fasting.
Yeah.
Don't even look at it.
Nope.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm on Twitter right now because I was just tweeting him back. And already there's like I see a tweet that has a little GIF of like Han Solo and Chewie in it, and I'm like I don't even want to see that. Like,
yeah, I just don't.
It's not just the internet, like, people, because I went to my son's holiday Christmas party today at his elementary school, and one of the fathers there was just like, yeah, I go onto these sites and I want to know the spoilers, I want to know what's going on and stuff like that. And so this is what I learned. I'm like, I literally got up from the table and went, blah, 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 with my fingers in my ears.
You have to.
I did. And
see,
they're
that's
like,
what I'm afraid of, too.
That's funny. I'm like, it's not funny, jerks.
Yeah. Because that's what I'm afraid of, too. Because tomorrow night, Friday night, is my church's Christmas party.
Oh,
and so,
yeah.
And so I know that there are going to be people that have already seen it that are going to be at the party talking about it.
See,
and
that's
be
the
like,
good thing about my church. All the people are like 60 or older. I'm like one of the youngest people there at 42.
Yeah, and especially since I'm not going to see it until Tuesday. Yeah. So I have to deal with I have to deal with the party on Friday, and then I have to deal with going to church on Sunday. So by Sunday, like, everybody will have seen it by Sunday.
Here's a Star Wars spoiler for you. It says Snape kills Trinity with Rosebud.
What? That's lame. Okay.
That's up.
Someone
tweeted that. Just being silly.
I'm still
the Force, Harry, and it says Gandalf, and then it has
Patrick Stewart. Right. I love that.
I'm still doing my mobile gaming. I'm still playing Galaxy of Heroes, Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes.
Oh yeah, I haven't tried that yet.
So yeah, that's still a lot of fun. I'm going up in level and I haven't actually picked up any new characters. I've kind of got this established squad and I haven't picked up anybody new yet. Because they do give you the opportunity to possibly earn like a new character. Like they have these cards you can get a card for free. And sometimes most of the time it's just like equipment that you can use to equip your characters. But occasionally they'll actually give you like a new character if you're lucky. Or you could pay money, you know, to buy like a pack of characters.
But who does that?
Right. And seriously, like the money, like some of these packs that they're offering are like $30. I'm like, oh my gosh, why would I spend $30 on a mobile game?
That- you say that, but it's funny because my iTunes is linked to my email, and my wife uses my iTunes for all the apps and stuff. And so I see whenever she purchases
these money on.
I'm like,
why did you do that? It's Candy Crush, for crying out loud.
Yeah, it's usually, most of the time it's just like $9.99 stuff. But one time.
But that adds up. That adds up.
One time it was like $160.
What?
I'm like, it's a good thing you're a veterinarian.
Wow. No, see, I can't even, no, I can't. I can't bring.
I can't justify that. Yeah.
I
don't do it. We grew up like so poor that spending money for me is like really hard to like spend money on like toys.
Yeah.
I feel bad when I eat fast food. I'm like, ugh, it's like $7 for this hamburger. I could have got like.
I wish I felt that way.
two loaves of bread and peanut butter that would have lasted a month for that price, and then I'm like, but it was so good.
Yeah, that's there you go. So anyway, I didn't mean to take up all of our time, but
no, that's good. No, I mean we talked about Star Wars. Of course, that was going to come up. So, Ryan, did you do anything geeky this week?
I mailed out some Wookiee toes.
Yeah, I saw that you had to order some more coloring for your toes or something.
I did.
Like that.
I thought I had enough. See, I ordered new foam. It's expanding foam that I use for the toes, and it's flexible and it's self-sealing, so it's really good quality stuff. So I ordered it, and I thought I had enough pigment to make it dark brown. Nope. Apparently not. And so
negative.
Yeah, so I have like a really light colored toe, which is fine. It's, I mean, if you wouldn't see it next to a dark, you wouldn't really notice, but where most people wouldn't notice, I did. And so I said, if you want your toes light, I can make them light, but until my pigment comes in, you know, you're gonna have to wait. Still hasn't come in. I'm hoping to get it tomorrow.
Okay, so, sweet.
Cool.
That's pretty much it for me. I bought some geeky Xmas presents, Christmas presents.
Awesome.
So looking forward to
that. Yeah, we'll talk about all those when we come back in January.
That's right.
Yep.
So so that was one of my big geeky things, was trying to avoid all things Star Wars, which is hard because for my job, part of my job is doing social media.
Right.
So I'm on social media sites and I'm on the internet all day long. And so it's just like, like I said, literally if I see any, like, even if it's a bright flash of something, I'm just like, it's going to be Star Wars. No.
Yeah.
So I'm just like avoiding it like the plague as much as possible. But I have been able to get some game time in, not just Hearthstone, but finally I was able to play some Heroes of the Storm. And had a really good time doing that. And I would say I was probably like 70-30, where 70 was win and 30% losing. So it was pretty good. There was a couple times I was actually in a group of five friends and, or people that I associate with, and we did really good, and it was surprisingly how well we did together, because we weren't chatting like in voice chat or anything to coordinate. We were just like, it's just like we knew what needed to be done. So we synchronized really well together.
Cool.
Recorded some Sweet Kicks quick reviews this week, and had one come out on Tuesday. I'll have another one come out either tomorrow or Saturday. And a couple will come out even during Christmas break. So so you'll still have Closet Geek Studios material
to tide you over.
Tide you over. And yeah, so been doing my weekly Twitch watching. I have my Heroes of the Storm people watch, but there's a guy that I follow now who was primarily an Overwatch streamer, but Overwatch went on their hiatus.
Right, they're not doing beta right now.
Mm. No, they closed their beta on the 10th, so that they could do their big maintenance on it, mm-hmm. and make some big changes, mm-hmm. with the information that they have received. And then they're going to come back, they say, hopefully mid or late January, but if not, then it could roll into February, and bring the... It'll still be a closed beta, but they said they're going to invite more people this time to, you know, increase the numbers. But I've been watching, since he's not playing Overwatch, he's been playing Rocket League, actually.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And
I don't know that one.
So now
and Rocket League, it's a mix of RC cars and soccer.
It's the soccer.
Oh,
party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So
yeah.
I really, really like this game, but I played it originally when it was on the PlayStation 3,
okay.
when it was only known as Supersonic Acrobatic Rocket Powered Battle
right.
Cars.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Super long name. So Rocket League is a lot easier to see,
right.
to say. But Rocket League is only available on PlayStation 4 and PC, so I haven't played it yet. But watching it and just like, you know, and I'm just like, man, I want to play this again because I had so much fun playing it on the PlayStation 3. And the cool thing is, even on the PC, it's still you can still do multiple players on like couch co-op.
Really?
So yeah, so you can have a split screen. So I'm like, oh, that's good to know. So I can still play with my wife or play with my son who really liked that game and was getting pretty good at it himself. And, you know, and I made sure that, you know, if my son played the game, I'm like, is it toxic? You know, are there toxic players? And they're like, well, of course there are. But the good thing about the features is you can completely block all chat and
right.
all audio.
Right.
So you don't even need to hear what people are either typing or saying.
Yep.
And so I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Yep.
So I don't need to worry about him being exposed to really rude people because he's not playing the way that they want him to.
Right.
Sorry, it's a game, people.
It gets
get
pretty competitive.
I know. I get competitive too, but I never like get so angry at people that I, you know, start shouting profanities at them and saying they're an awful human being. Which
the
which
internet
do.
And anonymity.
Yes,
the
right.
combination.
Exactly.
People
right.
don't think they have to have manners or anything.
Yeah, they would never say that to your face.
No,
oh, yes,
sure.
of course.
Right.
And if they do, most of them will regret it.
they would get punched in the face. I've also, you know, of course, my weekly web comics, following Table Titans and all that stuff and
yeah,
enjoying it. Really enjoy that. And I also follow a web comic called Tenko King, and really enjoy that. And yeah, so I mean, I got some gaming in and some comics and
that's cool.
stuff like that.
That's,
so
that's more geeky stuff than we did.
That's right. Both of you combined.
That's true.
But all right, well let's talk about what happened this week.
The Weekly Geek.
So this is the Weekly Geek where we talk about geeky news that happened throughout the week. And holy movie trailer week.
Yeah, weird,
Batman.
Right?
Yeah, so many movie trailers came out.
Almost everything that was going to be released in the next 6 months came out with a big trailer this week.
Yeah, that's great. But before we get to that, because that'll be the extent of...
Are they trying to downplay the hype of Star Wars? Or
I don't know.
Or they're just trying to... Yeah, I don't know.
Going back to talking about Rocket League, the company that made Rocket League has it. The game itself has now grossed over $50 million.
That's crazy.
And
nice.
And it is a $20 game that you buy on Steam, or you could get it when it's on sale. But the company only spent $2 million to make the game.
Right.
Still, that's
it's
a lot
not
of money
a very,
for a startup.
Well, sure.
And they said, basically, we made this game to pay the bills while we were working on bigger projects.
Something
like
else.
This is This is the company that worked on Mass Effect 3, Gears of War.
Okay.
So they're used to working with huge AAA games.
So they're not a startup.
No, they're not a startup. And so they're established producer company, and they're like, well, let's just make this while we're waiting for the next big game. And now this is like their most popular game they've ever made. And it, you know, it's huge, involving already in esports and making money and collaborating with other stuff. And it's just kind of, it's funny how it has taken off. And, they even have a Back to the Future DeLorean car you can have game.
Yeah, that's what they make all these, DLC, all these skin packs where you can buy like more skins for your cars. Because I think that's where
where the money's coming
from. I don't think they make like different like maps or arenas. You know, it's basically just the same arena.
Well, there are different maps. There's a set number of maps, but you don't buy new.
Yeah,
maps
I don't think they have. It's just basically cosmetic DLC that you can purchase. But people want to have their car look cool, so they
have the DeLorean, and they actually worked and got permission from Steven Spielberg, so he was like, "Yeah, I want this on the game." So that was kind of cool.
Because I know that they also did a Mad Max.
Yeah,
DLC
they have
recently.
A Mad Max theme cars came out, and but
that's
it's
cool.
It's a super fun game. I mean, the concept of telling someone I'm playing soccer with a rocket powered car, it just sounds totally ridiculous.
It's pretty crazy to see some of the gameplay and like what these people are able to do.
Yeah,
it's lots of fun. So you guys should buy it and we should all play together.
Well, I already have it.
You have Rocket? Oh, uh-huh. Because you got it for free when it was for free?
Yeah, as part of the PlayStation Plus.
4.
Yeah. Like 1 month, it was one of the free games that they offered on the PlayStation Plus.
And that's where it took off.
Yeah,
because
everybody got it for free.
Everyone got it for free, and then they started playing it, and then just word of mouth, and then it went... Yep, so cool.
So sometimes giving your game away for free...
It makes you money in the end.
It's a perfect marketing tool to make money. Yeah.
Right.
So there's a little bit of gaming news for you. I thought that was really interesting. Kind of fun to see, you know, little projects that make way more money than you thought they were going to be. Kind of like Hearthstone that makes tons of money for a free game.
Yeah. Now, as far as there was another, I didn't put it in the show notes because I didn't know if we really wanted to worry about talking about it. But there was another big gaming news that came out this week.
The Chinese company buying out Riot Games?
No.
Hear about that?
Hideo Kojima. He's the developer and he created Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear Solid.
And for the last 20 years or so, he's been working with Konami to make these
Metal Gear Solid.
Well, he really is. And so his contract with Konami is now up, and apparently Konami is like the worst company to work for in the world.
They treated him really poorly.
Like, Konami even sued him to not appear on the Game Awards.
The Game Awards.
To accept
the award for Metal Gear Solid.
For Game of the Year.
Why?
They sued him because he was still under contract.
Who accepted it was Kiefer Sutherland. Yeah,
Kiefer Sutherland accepted it. Well, because he's the voice of...
He was the voice of Metal of Solid Snake.
Solid Snake in the game. So he accepted
but
it on
still,
behalf. So this week...
It was dumb.
Kojima-san, he announced that he's creating his own production company called Kojima Productions. And he is now in an exclusive partnership with Sony to create a game exclusively for the PlayStation 4.
Wow.
And huge,
big deal.
Huge deal. Because he's
cool
such a
Christmas.
I won't.
You know, the fact that he is like, you know what? Hey, I'm gonna make a game and it's going to be awesome, and it's going to be a PS4 exclusive. I mean, even like Andrew House, who's like the president of Sony Entertainment America, he like made a video and announced it, you know, like posted it on the PlayStation blog and did this. It was this big to do because it was pretty big news for them to be able to say that he is coming to work specifically with Sony to create a game exclusively for the PS4. So that's pretty big news. It was all over the gaming industry websites if you paid attention to that past week. So, but yeah, back to movie trailer news. Do you want to start with?
Start at the top of our show notes. Right.
So yeah, X-Men Apocalypse was, I think that was the first one that was released this past week, the first trailer that came out.
It was one of them. But
so yeah, what do you think about the X-Men Apocalypse trailer?
Thumbs down.
Okay, really? Right, giving it a thumbs down, Raspberry.
Okay.
You know, I have to say that based on my comic experience, you know, obviously they're making a lot of changes to like the whole Apocalypse thing when it comes to like how they treated it in the comics as opposed to, and plus, you know, I know that Oscar Isaacs is doing, he's portraying Apocalypse, but I would expect that they would have done something more with his voice. Because didn't sound very intimidating.
Yeah.
but even Oscar Isaacs, he even came out and said, you know what, there's going to be a lot of people that aren't going to necessarily be happy with this particular portrayal of Apocalypse. But you can't necessarily please...
You can't make everybody happy.
You can't please everybody. So, you know, but, you know, overall, it's an X-Men movie, and am I going to see it? Yeah. Will I probably wait until it's like you know... on like Redbox, probably, you know.
I was reading about it, and they said that once again there's a 3 minute long Quicksilver scene.
Okay.
And they said this scene took them longer and was more intensive to create this scene than any other scene in the whole movie.
Yeah, because a lot more.
And so they said they fit. It took forever for them to like film.
Well, that
everything.
Was the best scene of the last.
That was
movie.
One of the best scenes.
I know.
Yeah,
it's so
I hope
good.
They don't they just go fast. Over the top with it and just make it dumb.
Yeah.
where
well,
it turns
I don't know. Because
isn't
like I know that Singer's doing it. Did he do Days of Future's Past? Bryan Singer.
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just couldn't remember if he did that as well.
I don't know.
And
it
yeah.
just whole thing reminds me of like X3.
Yeah, that was bad.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's bad though. That's like real bad.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. We'll see. And, you know, it's hard to it is hard to judge on like an entire movie based on a 2 minute trailer.
Yeah,
but sometimes it's easy.
but it's that trailer that's supposed to get people excited
True.
To see the movie.
True.
I mean, when we watched the Star Wars movie, we're like, oh, that looks kind of dumb. No, it was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, right. So
what do you mean the trailer?
Yeah, when we first saw the first
Star
like,
Wars
Force
trailer.
Awakens trailer, we. So super excited about the movie, and that's what a trailer is supposed to do. It's supposed to get you super excited. And
we watched
exactly. this and went,
let's talk about the next movie.
So the trailer that I did get excited about when I watched it was Independence Day Resurgence.
I know.
I am like so stoked.
You know what makes me so sad though? I could have been in this movie.
Oh, that's right.
They called me 3 times, and every single time I couldn't go to be an extra in this movie.
Awesome.
And I was I should have been that guy like being blown up in the background or something. That's me. But
they could have given you a line.
They could have.
Oh,
you know,
they got me.
You know what? They actually offered that too. The last time they called me, they're like, "We're getting so close to end production time." They're like, "They're and we've noticed that a lot of the extras are getting a cup." They said either one or two or even more lines, depending on what they need. And I was just like,
"If you actually speak,
I know." And I was just like, "Oh!" But it was always like the day before they needed me, and they needed me for like 2 days, and where they needed me was like 5 hours away. And it's just like, I could have done that if you gave me more than, you know, less than 24 hour notice.
That's the thing though. They don't really know when they're going to need.
That's show business. But back to the trailer. Yeah. Like both my wife and I sat down and watched it. And we're like, okay, this looks really cool.
I know. I mean, you know what? Okay. The original Independence Day was like super cheese.
But it was an epic alien movie.
But it was
though.
You know what, they didn't, I think when they made that movie, they didn't take themselves too seriously. They were just like, you know what, we're just going to make like a totally crazy, you know, popcorn flick and just, you know, have fun with it. And, you know, and so now they're just kind of doing the same thing all over again. And I'm like, all right, I'm on board with that.
I'm down. Yeah. What I like is I always thought it too, when I watched the original Independence Day, like in all those alien ships crashing into Earth when they defeated them. Like, I'm like, all that ship's not destroyed. I'm like, they gotta be able to use some of that technology with their stuff, and they have.
Those ships are gigantic. Yeah,
right.
Those ships are huge too.
So I like how it's
even bigger.
The one in the trailer is like even bigger, and I like how Jeff Goldblum's like, oh, that's bigger than the last one.
Yeah.
I like how you're saying it. Yeah, it's just like it seems like it's fun cheese again, but I look forward to it.
It's the same stuff that you got from the original movie. You know, that same feel. And so you know, I mean, everybody loved that first movie, so heck yeah. We're in.
Well, I am interested to hear your guys' thoughts on the next trailer, which was Star Trek Beyond.
I thought the trailer was okay.
I liked Simon Pegg's thoughts on it. Did you
see
his
thoughts? Yeah, I didn't read the article.
I saw the article. I didn't read it though.
He basically said that he was disappointed because the trailer just shows action and comedy and fun stuff, and he says there's a lot more to the movie, like character development and more what he says
drama.
Star Trek stuff. But he understands that marketing, you know, wants to make this as a big audience to make their money and stuff like that. So he says, just hold out. If you're a Star Trek fan, just hold out for it.
That's good.
So, and that's kind of my thoughts too. This whole trailer is like, it was just silly.
It was very flashy.
Very flashy. Nothing really made sense. It was just like, oh, action, action, action. And there was like actually a funny part that I liked where Bones and Spock were like,
yes,
oh, we'll just the last
at
two
least
of us.
I won't die alone.
Yeah, or something like, I won't die alone. And then Spock gets transported and
turns around and
like,
that's just typical.
I was watching that with my daughter, and she thought that was funny. So
yeah, right.
So,
other than that,
but,
you know,
and see,
the,
this
the first
show,
two have been good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this just goes to show, like we already said, it's sometimes it's hard to judge a movie based on a 2-minute trailer, you know, and that's exactly what Simon Pegg is saying. He's like, don't judge the whole movie based on a 2-minute trailer. The one thing that I was like, you know, when I watched the trailer and it was all like, you know, action, flashy, people dying, action, a little comedy here, da da da, and then it's like Justin Lin, director of Fast and the Furious. I'm like, okay, so basically,
oh,
what?
There you go.
So this is going to be Fast and the Furious in space. I'm like, super excited about that.
Well, Fast and Furious is a really popular series. That's why they have like 10 movies.
They're super popular,
and they're still making
but
more.
It doesn't mean that they're good.
Oh, they're fun. I enjoy some of those. Not all of them, but I enjoy
It's a Star Trek movie. I've seen the first two and liked the first two. I know that J.J. Abrams is not directing this one, that Justin Lin is directing this one, but Abrams is producing it, so, I mean, he's still going to have his fingers in there. And you know, it is. I think think it is. It's still a Bad Robot production, so, which means that, you know, it's still being produced by Abrams' company. So yeah, it'll, you know, I'm sure it'll be fun and good, and I'll see it multiple times.
Yeah. Like. Oh yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Next trailer.
You start talking about it because you put this one there.
Dude, I'm so excited about this movie. Okay, it's called Kubo and the Two Strings, and you hear it and you're like, what? Okay, this it's a stop motion animated movie. You know, kind of like Nightmare Before Christmas, whatever. It's the same company that did Coraline and Paranorman, but it's basically like Japanese samurai kung fu fantasy done stop motion animation.
Yeah,
and it's
like, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it's just When I found out about it, I was just super excited. So, yeah, that one, yeah. I'm really excited about one.
Yeah.
Kubo, I mean, with a K.
Yeah, Kubo.
K-U-B-O.
Kubo and the Two Strings. So.
And you know what? We'll have all these videos on our show notes.
Yeah, too. So, you know, you'll get a chance to check out the videos.
So the next one, like, I don't know. It might be the most anticipated movie for me next year. And that's saying a lot because
even over, like, Rogue One?
Is that coming out next
year? Yeah, it is.
Okay, well, I don't know.
It's December.
Okay, it's going to be in the next... It's going to be in the top five. How about that?
There's a lot of good movies coming out next year.
I know. You have Civil War and Batman and Versus
Superman. Oh, man. Next year is going to be awesome.
It's going to be
movies.
So... Yeah.
It's going to be epic.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, yeah, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yes.
And I felt this trailer slash teaser
is... It was a teaser, yeah.
Well, it was, and... But it was an appropriate amount of information. And, like, I don't think I want to watch anything more past that because you got what you needed. You have – you're like, okay, you have this guy. He has a bunch of monsters and beasts in his suitcase, and they escape, and you got wizards, and they're trying to catch him.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's awesome.
I like it. They basically, you're right. They basically set it up really quick with a small snippets of what they have filmed so far. But me, on the other hand, I kind of want more because I kind of want to see the magic, you know, the kind of
how they developed it,
the way that, like, the Americans deal with the magic versus the way the British deal with the magic. And I know this happens in the 1920s or whatever, but still, that doesn't really make much of a difference. I think because Harry Potter seems so in the past almost.
Right.
It fantasy. It didn't feel modern.
It was timeless.
Yes. And so
it didn't have a set time.
I think putting this movie in the 1920s in the United States is kind of similar to what the direction of Harry Potter was going, where there's this.
It's almost going to feel more modern than Harry Potter was because it takes place in the city.
In
know?
New York.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I don't know if it's a problem, but I think that's why they tried to move it back in the past, because if they did it in modern day New York City with magic, it would just be like a silly kind of action film that nobody would really kind of believe that magic really exists.
Yeah.
So they had to go before... where people stopped believing, right? They had to go back in time to where maybe this is a possibility because science hasn't come into our brains and we don't believe in it.
That's when magicians were really popular too.
Right, like Houdini and stuff.
Yeah. So
the wonder of the world was still big because we didn't have all the kind of technological advances that we do now.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So,
I think it was a good call.
Was not as popular, right?
I think it was a good call. I just I'm kind of interested to see more. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. So I'm looking. Yeah. I mean, definitely, it's going to be one that I'm looking forward to. I guess there was another Kung Fu Panda trailer.
Yeah. This one was more like it showed you more about what the movie was about. The last one was more of like a teaser. Yeah. This one was the full trailer.
Yeah.
And And I'm excited for it because I really enjoy both the Kung Fu Panda movies.
I love the first two, absolutely.
And so does my family. And so I just put it in there because I love all animation stuff. So it looks funny. I mean, it still has its silly
it's Kung
humor.
Fu Panda. If you've seen the first two, you know what you're going to get in the third one.
But you have, you know, you still have all the original voices and everything. And so you're not having any changes there. And it's going to,
be
lots
of fun.
Yeah.
I think that's a no-brainer. Kung Fu Panda, it's going to be fun to watch.
Yep,
exactly.
It's something you take your kids to. It's probably something your kids are going to want to see again on Blu-ray.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Right, well, I'm sure we'll own it, when it comes
out. Probably. I own the other two.
Yeah, I know, right?
No-brainer.
All right, well.
Cool.
That was our movie trailer.
Yeah. It's a wrap.
It was pretty awesome. But now, let's go to Geeky Trivia!
Ooh.
All right, John is in charge of Trivia.
Sweet. I know when John's in charge, I have a chance of winning.
All right. Let me get a pencil.
Grabbing the scoreboard.
Yeah, scoreboard. Okay, here we go. All right.
By the way, Mike says he would have stomped you guys hard on the magic trivia last week.
Yeah, because neither Ryan or I were like, what?
Yeah, the whole
magic.
Lore thing. Yeah, no.
What's magic again?
What's that?
Yeah.
All right, tonight is Lord of the Rings.
Ooh.
Okay. Trivia, but it's mostly based on like the movies.
Okay.
So
Lord of the Rings movie trivia.
Lord of the Rings movie trivia. So it's going to be questions based on. So some of these are going to be like, pretty easy.
Okay.
All right. What direction does Pippin ask Treebeard to leave Bangorn Forest instead of west?
South.
South is correct. All right.
Nice.
Okay, what snarling creature does the battering ram used in the Minas Tirith siege look like? A wolf. And I'll give you a bonus if you can name the name of the battering ram.
Oh, they chant it.
You do.
I can't remember.
Dude, I haven't seen
the
battering
ram
forever.
if you read the books, the name of the battering ram is Grond.
Oh, yeah, Grond.
Yep, that's right. Okay, what emotion does Frodo say that he feels for Gollum after finally meeting him?
Pity.
Ooh, I'm going to give that to
Ryan. Yeah.
I'm going to give that to
Ryan. Got that one.
All right. What fortress lies too close to the Gap of Rohan for the Fellowship to pass by safely? It's kind of a geography.
Isn't it Isengard?
Isengard is correct.
Yeah. They're taking the hobbits to Isengard.
Isengard.
I've been taking the hobbits to Isengard.
Nice. All right. We'll go to the next. Sorry, I'm just trying to find a good question.
Hey, that's all right.
What does Gandalf tell Merry that when in doubt, he should always follow?
His heart.
His nose.
His nose is correct.
I knew it. As soon as you said his nose, I'm like, dang it. I knew that was right.
Yep. What's Gimli's one-word response to Aragorn's shout of ladders at the storming of Helm's Deep?
What was the question?
Okay. What does Gimli say in response to Aragorn's shout of ladders at the story.
He's like, he says, about time, or something like that.
But it's just one word response.
Good!
Good is correct! All right.
Nice.
Okay. Who was the youngest Fellowship actor wrapping up filming before his 20th birthday?
20th birthday?
Who was the youngest actor?
Like an actor with a line? Not counting the children's hobbits?
Yeah, not counting. We're talking like... Talking like of the Fellowship itself.
Orlando Bloom?
No.
No, it was one of the Hobbits. I can't remember his name.
Dominic Monaghan?
No,
Elijah
was,
Wood was the youngest.
Really?
Elijah Wood was the youngest.
Wow, I didn't
Everybody
think he was
else
that young.
Wow.
You're right. I didn't think he was that young either.
I didn't.
That
I thought
dude.
He was older than that.
That dude.
All right.
I'm still upset that they killed off that guy in Lost.
Oh, Dominic Monaghan, yeah.
Not,
when he held up
not
a can.
Not Penny's ship,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I was like,
what? That was such a good moment, though.
That was a good moment. Okay. What item does Frodo hold out menacingly to Gollum, noting, you've seen it before, haven't you?
The sword sting.
Sting. That's correct.
That's right.
Ryan. Okay. Who does Eowyn threaten to kill if he touches Theoden?
Wormtail? Oh, no, the king of the wraith, the king wraith, wraiths.
No.
Pretty close.
Mary. Or Pippin.
Nope. No.
The wraith king, isn't it?
Okay. I'll give you that. It's the
witch king,
king, not the wraith.
The witch
not
king.
The wraith king.
Yeah.
The witch king.
Yeah, not the the ring wraiths. There's a
right.
Yeah. Wraiths and ghosts, big difference, right?
That's right. That's right. All right.
I am no man. Stab in the face.
All right.
We have some dead air here. It's okay.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just trying to. Okay.
High quality podcasting.
Okay. How many dead horses did the design team? Listen, how many dead horses did the design team create for Lord of the Rings? 3, 30, or 300?
300.
Gosh, 300 seems like a lot, but I would probably say that's true because they went overboard with everything. Oh, let's say 30 because that's...
30 is correct.
Good job, man.
They created 30 dead horses. All right. Who, according to Bilbo's map, was king under the mountain?
The cousin of Gimli.
I forget.
They're all cousins, king, aren't they?
King, like Theoden or something like that.
No, Theoden is not. He's the king of Edoras.
Oh, right. I can't remember.
Thrain.
See, I had the
Thrain.
T.
Yeah,
Thrain or Thrain or
Right. All right. Who does Galadriel give the light of Arendelle to when the Fellowship leaves Valfarion? Frodo's correct.
Yeah.
All right.
I was thinking. Yep.
You were thinking. All right.
I was
thinking, yeah.
Okay, what does Legolas say is an omen that blood was spilled the previous night?
A red moon.
Close. A red...
Dawn, sunset.
Sun. Okay, red sun. All right.
Red sun. Something
dude,
in the sky.
I seriously have to watch these movies again.
Some red something.
I don't remember any of this.
Okay. Here's a real world question. What Middle Earth location was built on top of Mount Sunday over an hour from the nearest town by dirt and gravel roads?
Oh, yeah. The Horseman Rohan.
Hobbitville.
Yes. What was it called?
Hobbiton?
Shire? No, Ryan. You. What was the...
Oh, okay. The Rohan people.
Yeah, but what is it called?
I don't know.
Oh wait.
I just said it not too long ago.
Edoras.
Yeah, Edoras is correct, but I'll give it to Ryan.
Woo-woo!
That's right. Okay, which Fellowship actor could only film one day out of three after developing an allergic reaction to his makeup?
Frodo.
No,
the dwarf guy.
Yeah, what's his name?
John Rhys-Davies.
John Rhys-Davies is correct.
Yeah.
You could give that to Ryan too. I wouldn't.
Yeah. Okay.
The dwarf guy.
The dwarf guy. All right. Who first speaks of Galadriel as an elf witch of terrible power?
Gimli?
No.
Gimli's correct. Because at first, you know, he was afraid of her, but...
Yeah.
First he was afraid, he was petrified.
And then he fell in love.
All right. What does Gimli tap against the rock wall in an effort to detect the doors of Moria?
His axe?
His axe is correct. What color is Sting's glow?
Blue?
Blue is correct.
Ryan knows all these. I'm just saying it first.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, which creature did Weta Workshop director Richard Taylor describe as sort of a bizarre sumo wrestler crossed with a bull?
The cave troll?
The cave troll, that's correct.
That's a dumb description.
Shall we go on or, you know?
One more.
Okay. Who selects Sam to be Frodo's companion on his journey?
Gandalf.
Gandalf is correct.
Dude, totally got to see those again.
All right.
And the winner is...
And the winner...
Me!
I like twice Harry. As many.
By far.
That was fun. That was fun. I love Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
I still lost with some gimme points.
But that's it for the Closet Geek. And that's it for the Closet Geek for two whole weeks. We will be back in the new year for 2016.
The last episode of the year!
Woo! But like I said, there will be some Closet Geek Studios material with Sweet Kicks and Bricks. I think there's going to be another episode of The Clown Car as well. And so you still have material that you can listen to in between listening to The Closet Geek itself. So thank you for listening. You can get all our information about our show at our website, theclosetgeek.net. And you can email us at theclosetgeekpod@gmail.com. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes and Stitcher. And if you have any last-minute shopping you need to do on Amazon, and if you have Prime, you can still get it before Christmas. Go use yep. our affiliate link on our website. And join us next year.
Whoa.
And we are the Four Horsemen of Geek, minus one, because Mike's not here again. Jeez, he'll have not been on the show for like a whole month. But anyway, we always remind you to wave your geek flag proudly. Let me play this right here.
Yeah. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.